of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians 1:17. Sometimes we can be so smart and so wise, but so dumb. When we do it, try to do it ourselves. If we try to second guess what Jesus has in store for our lives. Have you well and truly bought into the idea of going on faith? It's a rhetorical word. People say it all the time, I'm not going to go on faith. There's lots of Christians out there, lots of Christians that go to church each and every single week. I'm going on faith. But they have about as much faith as you can fill a thimble. They got zero faith. You got some that are not necessarily great churchgoers, but have a lot of faith. So, my prayer is the same prayer that the apostles gave in Ephesians, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God known to you. Take the time to breathe. Take the time to hear God's soft calling for you. We live in a very materialistic world, do we not? Everything is gung-ho. We got to work, we got to do this, we got to do that, but do we take the time to smell the coffee? Do we take the time to ask God for guidance? What do you want me to do today, God? What do you want me to do? Is it something a little bit different than what I've been doing? And let's get off the beaten path. Let's get off the path that we think we're going on. We got to go on. We got to do this. Got to do this. People get so upset when things don't go their way. You notice that? I got to do this, 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 and this. Depends on our personality, of course, but some people can juggle lots of balls. Some people can only do one thing at a time, and they get so upset when they have some distraction in their life. Stop. Look at what God is telling us in the prayer that the apostles gave us. That you have a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God be known to you. Hear His soft calling. Hear His calling in your life. Not your calling. Get it? Not your calling. Stop. Smell the roses. Enjoy the journey. How do we receive that spirit of happiness? That spirit of guidance? Open your heart and let the Holy Spirit guide you in all that you do. Let us pray.